USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Surveillance images show an RV in downtown Nashville hours before it exploded on Christmas morning. Witnesses heard a message playing from the vehicle stating to clear the area and that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes. The bomb went off a short time after police started evacuating buildings. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck investigating.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation. The FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
Three people were wounded in the blast. Tissue was found near the site, but authorities have not said if it was from somebody inside the vehicle or if the explosive was remotely detonated. Authorities are investigating a Christmas night murder in a small town in central Arkansas. Five people were found dead at a residence in the town of Atkins. The Pope County Sheriff's Office believes all five were relatives. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Ohio and Pennsylvania had a white Christmas with more than a foot of snow. Drivers tell Fox 8 in Cleveland.
The roads are real bad. Ice, rain, slick. It's bad out here. You got to have a four-wheel drive like this.
When you guys said it was going to snow, I wasn't expecting us to get it quite as much as we got. Kind of surprised.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol kept busy with crashes and helping stranded drivers. Snow, heavy rain, and winds knocked out power to tens of thousands of residents in the Northeast. Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang could be running for mayor of New York City. The tech entrepreneur has filed paperwork to run in the primary election this coming June. CBS News reports Yang is also under consideration for the position of Commerce Secretary in the incoming Biden administration. The mayoral field is pretty crowded with nearly 40 candidates. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's second term ends in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The president, president-elect, and vice president-elect were joined by their spouses as they delivered Christmas messages.
In this holy season, we thank God for his infinite love, and we pray that the light of his glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Jill and I wish you and your family peace, joy, health, and happiness this season. But we know for so many of you in our nation, this has been a very difficult year. And we're reminded in this season of hope, our common humanity, and what we're called to do for one another. Many of our fellow Americans are struggling to find work, literally put food on the table, pay their rent or their mortgage. We're reminded we're on this earth to care for one another, to give what we can, and to be a source of help and hope to friend and stranger alike.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I know this is a very different Christmas than we're used to, but it is a time to still greet each other, to see each other, and to celebrate each other. There's so many families that are having the same experiences. You know, it's going to be a much smaller, you know, situation. And I think about all of the families who also are going to have like Joe says, an empty chair at the table because of someone they've lost.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.